Why were the Rabbanan Goyzer against the Shechita of Akuti? The Gemara was based on the idea behind the following. Rameir once sent Rav Shimon Elazar to bring wine from Akuti. A certain elder met Rav Shimon and told him, Pasuk says, V'samto sakin b'loyecho im bal nefesh ato. Meaning to say, if you're a righteous person, you should hold back from taking wine from Akuti. Rav Shimon repeated this to Rav Meir, who then was goyzer that the wine of Kutim is also. Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained that they found that the Kutim would worship the form of a bird on Hagrizim. Although this was only done by a minority of the Kutim, based on Rav Meir's Shita of elsewhere, that we are concerned for the minority, he was goyzer on the majority because of the minority. Rav Gamliel and his basin followed this view of Rav Meir, and they therefore were also goyzer on the Shita of Kutim. The Gemara explains, the more simple understanding of this pasuk, along with the preceding pasuk, is that if a Talmud sees that his Rebbe is someone who can answer with logic, he should analyze and ask on the Shiurim. However, if his Rebbe is not capable of that, he should not ask. If he feels that he can't learn with remaining quiet, he should leave and find another Rebbe. Zakmar Vaiter Bevo sent Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef to get wine from a Kuti. A certain elder met him and told him that there are no Shomrei Torah among the Kutim. He returned to Rav Avohu and told him this. Rav Avohu then repeated this to Rav Amir Vasi, and they did not move from there until they paskin that Kutim are considered to be complete goyim. Regarding what halacha were they goyim that they're considered to be complete goyim, can't be a purpose of shechita and wine, because that what they already had, were goyim that earlier. So after the Mar, the earlier gzeir was not accepted by the people. Rav Amir Vasi, therefore, were goyim again. The people then accepted it. What's meant by complete goyim? Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, it meant that they were even treated as goyim for purposes of a Ruve Chatzeros. Zoktamar Vaiter, Zer and Ravasi went to an inn in Yoi. They were brought a dish of roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rav Zeri did not eat it, but Rav Asi did. Rav Zeri asked him, are you not concerned about eating a mixture that contains demai without first taking maisa from it? Rav Asi said, I didn't realize it. Rav Zeri said, is it possible that there's a gzera against eating such a mixture that contains demai, and yet Rav Asi would mistakenly eat from it? We find that Hashem doesn't even allow the animals of tzaddikim to eat the things that are aser. Certainly Hashem would not allow tzaddikim themselves to eat things that are aser. He therefore searched and found a brisa that says that the gzera of demai actually does not apply to mixtures bought from an Am Haaretz, and therefore Rav Asi did not do anything wrong by eating it. In fact, the Braisa says that if a person gives a dough to bake or a pot to cook to the wife of his Am Haaretz neighbor and asks her to prepare it for him from her own ingredients, we must be concerned for the Seor and the spices regarding Shemitah and Maisa. We see that even after these ingredients have been mixed into a mixture, we have to be concerned for Demai. Whereas that case is different, since he asked her to prepare it for him, it's as though he therefore it's to be considered as if he himself mixed them in. Another Teretz, Rafram said, Seor and spices are different because they're added for taste, and things that are added for taste do not become bottle in a mixture. In fact, Mother Bryce said that if he gave her his own ingredients to use, we don't have to be concerned for Demai because we don't have to be concerned that she exchanged ingredients on her own. The Mishnah says that we suspect that a mother-in-law may switch the produce given to her by her son-in-law. After more, the Mishnah itself gives the reason as being that the mother-in-law is embarrassed to give her son-in-law spoiled bread. So if the bread from his produce would spoil, she would take from her own and use it. Therefore, it's only there that we need to be concerned for the switching. In fact, the Mishnah says that we have to be concerned that an innkeeper switches the produce that's given to her. And more, that's because the innkeeper wants to give the Talmud Chacham who's eating by her the freshest bread that she can. Therefore, after a few days, she's going to switch to her produce to make new bread. However, generally, there's no concern that an Am Haaretz will switch produce. In fact, the Braisa says the wife of an Am Haaretz would take from the produce she's grinding and give it to her friend who's helping her grind. Now, she may not do so because she's actually stealing from her husband. Yet she does. If she's suspected of stealing, she should surely be suspected of switching produce. And the Rav Yosef said, it's only over there that we have this concern, because she feels that if a friend is helping her to grind, she's allowed to give her some food. However, with regard to a regular Am Haaretz, there's no such concern. Zakmer Vaiter, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz, the son of Rav Meir's father-in-law, testified to Rebbe that Rav Meir ate the leaf of a vegetable from Beit She'an without giving Meiser from it. And based on that testimony, Rebbe said that all produce from Beit She'an is potter from Meiser. Rebbe's family said to him, the place that your ancestors said is Chayiv and Meiser, you're saying it's potter from Meiser. Rebbe said, the pasuk tells us that Chizkiyahu HaMelech destroyed the copper snake that Moshe had made because people were serving it as an Avodah Zarah. Not going to be that King Asa and King Yehoshaphat, who destroyed Avodah Zarah from all over the world, they didn't destroy this copper snake. Rather, it must be that they left the place for King Chizkiyahu to come and distinguish himself by doing this action. So too, Zakt Rebbe, my ancestors left me a place to distinguish myself as well, and to make this place mutter.